From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everyone. My name is Luke Burbank. I'm a reporter for NPR's National Desk. I'll be filling in for the next few weeks for the always capable Peter Sagal. Peter is putting the finishing touches on a book he's been writing. It's actually a biography tentatively titled Flintoff, an eight-letter word for love. Let me tell you, I am very, very excited to be here. We've got a great show for you. This week's Not My Job guest, Tommy Chong. Yes, that Tommy Chong. Tommy will be joining us by telephone, but I'd say there's still probably a 50-50 chance the audience is going to get a contact high. If you want to join the party, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Mitchell Kramer from Philadelphia.
Mitchell, what do you do in Philadelphia?
I am a historic interpreter.
Oh?
You must work so much overtime.
I interpret history in colonial costume in the National Park at Independence Hall.
Were you just doing that kind of as an avocation and then they started paying you for it, or?
Oh, no, you can get a degree in this.
That's what we worried about.
Well, Mitchell, let's introduce you to our esteemed panel. First, say hello to journalist and writer Sue Ellicott.
Sue.
Hello there.
Next, it's VH1 host of Bands Reunited, Amer Haleem.
Hey, Mitchell.
And Boston Globe reporter Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Mitchell.
Well, welcome to the show, Mitchell. We're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready?
I am ready.
Here's your first quote.
I can't imagine all the millions of dollars that the Colgate-Palmolive people are going to reap from this. The dumpsters in Phoenix were filled with shampoo and toothpaste.
That was a man named Ray Watson, one of thousands of people who had to part with their bathroom kits now that new rules apply to what?
Yes, I think that would be to airline travel.
That's right.
It was a day of very skanky homecomings. I'll tell you.
Nice to have you back, Dad. Stay, over there.
British authorities announced this week they'd broken up a terrorist plot to bomb multiple flights between the UK and US. As a precaution, security was tightened all over at US airports, causing huge delays. Under the new rules, passengers can no longer bring any liquids or gels with them onto their flights. Carry-on bags will be searched and researched by security agents. And just to be safe, passengers will no longer be allowed on flights.
Because, you know, they've been having trouble funding the Department of Homeland Security. They will be launching a door-to-door sales of hair products, DHS hair products, a special non-exploding hair gel. Really.
I think one of the sophisticated devices was actually Pop Rocks poured into a Diet Coke can. Well, very good, Mitchell. Here is your next quote.
For the sake of our state, our country, and my party, I will not let this result stand.
That statement came from a modern-day patriot.
Yes.
Who this week proved that nothing, not poor poll numbers, not scorn from his party, not losing the damn primary, could stop him from running for Senate. Who?
I believe that is Senator Lieberman from Connecticut.
That's right.
A man of singular confidence.
I mean, he's definitely selflessly ignoring the will of the people. You have to respect that. He lost to a guy named Ned Lamont, a relatively unknown candidate. He said, though, he's going to push on now, Joe Lieberman is, as an independent. He says if that doesn't work, he's planning a bloodless coup of the Bridgeport High School PTA.
Do you get the feeling he really wanted to grow up to be like National Hall Monitor?
Well, Mitchell, you are doing great. Here is your last quote.
It was a political calculation that his advisors persuaded him that he needed to do, and I think he knew it. I don't think he is resentful or angry or anything. I think he's resigned to it.
That was an unnamed source talking about whose selfless decision to cut his annual August vacation down to a paltry 10 days.
Would that be President Bush?
That's right.
I wonder if he has to ban the White House toothpaste and bottles of water on Air Force One now.
You know, last year he was able to spend 5 glorious weeks chasing armadillos and cutting down his beloved brush in Crawford. But this year the president is cutting it short. This came only after he called every White House staffer but couldn't get his shift covered.
How is there even a tree left down there, by the way? I haven't figured that out. What's left to cut? I mean, he's going to start working the dining room table if he doesn't get out of there pretty soon.
Well, Carl, how did Mitchell do?
Very well, Luke. He had 3 correct answers, so Mitchell, you win our prize.
Mitchell, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, old man. The Queen will be happy when she gets the word.
We do not translate to royalty in Philadelphia, sir.
Oh, is that one? Oh, you're one of those, are you?
By all means, a member of the Whig Party. Perhaps Lieberman will bring it back.
And the fun, the Cupid dolls we want.